How do sulfonylureas compare to DPP-4 inhibitors for cardiovascular safety in type 2 diabetes? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A multi-center observational study published in JAMA Open Network evaluated over 48,000 patients with type 2 diabetes who added either a sulfonylurea or a DPP-4 inhibitor to metformin. During a median 37-month follow-up, the 5-year risk of major cardiovascular events, or MACE-4, which included myocardial infarction, ischemic stroke, heart failure hospitalization, or cardiovascular death, was 8.1% for DPP-4 inhibitors versus 9.1% for glipizide, 8.6% for glimepiride, and 8.4% for gliburide. Adjusted risk ratios compared with DPP-4 inhibitors were 1.13 for glipizide, 1.07 for glimepiride, and 1.04 for gliburide, with only glipizide reaching statistical significance. While absolute differences were small, findings indicate potential variation in cardiovascular safety among sulfonylureas. Expert commentary highlights that these results challenge the assumption of class homogeneity and suggest that future guidelines should differentiate between agents rather than applying a class-based approach. For clinicians, the choice of second-line therapy should consider cardiovascular risk, hypoglycemia, weight effects, and patient access. Additional research is needed to confirm these associations and refine recommendations for individualized treatment. In our next story from JAMA Internal Medicine, we learn about a cohort study across two large U.S. health systems that found that over half of advanced stage lung and colorectal cancer diagnoses involved missed opportunities for earlier detection. Using electronic health records and manual review of advanced stage cases, investigators reported missed opportunities in 59% of BA and 78% of Geisinger patients with advanced lung cancer, and 66% and 70% for colorectal cancer, respectively. Common issues included failure to act on diagnostic signals, delays in completing workups, and lapses in screening. For lung cancer, challenges often related to diagnostic imaging and follow-up. For colorectal cancer, patient-related barriers and problems completing or interpreting tests were frequent contributors. Median delays from diagnostic signal to workup completion ranged from weeks to over a year, depending on the system and the cancer type. Researchers propose using advanced stage diagnostic rates as a digital quality measure to identify care gaps and guide interventions to reduce preventable delays in cancer detection. And finally, from the journal Nature, we learn about EchoNext, a deep learning model trained on more than 1.2 million EKG echocardiogram pairs from over 230,000 patients. It demonstrates strong potential for early detection of structural heart disease using EKG data alone. In internal testing, EchoNext achieved an area under the receiving operating characteristic curve, or AURCO, a performance metric, of 85%, with best performance in detecting reduced left and right ventricular function. External validation at Cedars-Sinai, UCSF, and Montreal Heart Institute yielded an AUROC of 78 to 80%, indicating generalizability across diverse settings. In a real-world prospective cohort of 85,000 patients without prior echocardiogram, the model identified structural heart disease with similar accuracy, AURCO, of 83%, and flagged 27% as high risk for follow-up imaging. Compared to cardiologists, EchoNext achieved 77% diagnostic accuracy versus 64% unassisted, improving to 69% with AI support. By prioritizing patients for echocardiogram, EchoNext could enable scalable, cost-effective screening and early intervention for underdiagnosed conditions such as valvular disease and heart failure, shifting current paradigms in cardiovascular care. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.